Let's get started, shall we? We can just read a little bit here. Stir us up. Hebrews 3. And verse 7. And a little heading in the ESV says, a rest for the people of God. It says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, notice it says, as the Holy Spirit says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their hearts. They have not known my ways. Notice that. They have not known my ways. That's, God, I think a very important thing today for myself, you too, that we know his ways. Right? Faith begins where the will of God is known. You know? It's so easy. It's easier to have someone tell you the way than try to figure it out yourself. Yeah. We have that. If we're willing to hear, and he says, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And it goes on to say in verse 12, take care, brothers. And I'm going to say sisters. Brothers mean sisters. We all know that. But so, you know, take care, my people, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart. That's on this bulletin. She has a picture of Jesus taking out a heart out of a guy. Looks like he's going to smash it, right? Or did smash it. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But it goes on to say, but exhort everyone every day, as long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sins. For we have come to share in Christ. Notice that's that. We have come to share in Christ. Right. There's a banquet today to be had. Doesn't come from me. Doesn't come from music. Doesn't come from anything right. But him. Amen. He's prepared it. For we have come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today if you hear his voice, notice that today. Today if you hear his voice, can you hear his voice today? Not in the air, not out in the air, not in your head, but inside. If you hear his voice, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Notice that we obviously have control over our hearts.
Right.
For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt? I'm sorry, was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands. Notice that. This is today. Therefore, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands. I'm tired today. How about you? I was tired yesterday and the day before. But therefore, it says there's a promise of entering his rest. It still stands. Let us fear, lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. Today there's only a handful of us, but you know the goal is that we all obtain the rest today.
Right.
And the peace. That you let God reveal himself to you. So it goes on. So therefore, while the promise of entering rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them because they were not, listen to this, they were not, they plural, were not unified. That's not talking about one person. That's the beauty of when we assemble together in his midst where two or more are gathered together in the midst.
Right.
In the name of the Lord, he will be in the midst of us, unified. The beautiful thing about having a meeting is to be unified. Make a decision. I'll be unified here today. If I got grubs, if I'm offended, this or that, or grubs, I got grubs. I got grubs.
They do eat away at you.
Yeah.
Hey,
true.
Rolling around on the lawn. Now I got grubs. All right. Come on, man. Huh?
Grudges.
Anything. You know, offended with each other, offended with me, I'm offended with you, this, that, whatever. It is not worth holding on to. Mm-hmm. Nothing is worth holding on to. Even myself, just let it go. See, when you're at rest, you let things go. You're no longer working. It takes a lot. I feel this, he's stressing on this. It takes a lot of energy to be angry.
Right.
It takes a lot of energy to try to keep your own narrative going. You know?
Right.
Even a little nuisance things and whatever, you know. Nothing happens without the Lord. Listen, let this get into us. Nothing happens without the Lord knowing about it.
Right.
He's orchestrating. He's above everything.
Right.
When we enter his rest, he's at rest. We're at peace. No matter what's going on, it will not prevail over us because we are in his hand.
Yeah.
If you just simply believe, unified, together, together, the Lord is looking for not just how, you know, am I believing him, but am I believing him along with Skip and along with Linda, along with Rob, and along with Connie, along with Kristoff back there. We see you, buddy. All right. Together. Yeah, together. Good deal. So it goes on to say, for they were not unified by faith with those who listened, but we who have believed. Notice it says, we who have believed enter that rest, as he said. We're in it. We're in it. We're in it. We're in it. What opposes us won't change unless it recognizes that we've already overcome it. I know you understand that in your spirit. We can't look for things to change in the natural before we believe. And he goes on to say, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. Listen to that. Although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. We're going to worship here, but we need a little stuff to gurgitate there, so to speak, to roll around. Mm-hmm. His works, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. If you take a foundation, if you're building something, a foundation is simply that. It could be a pad, footers, or whatever, but there's nothing. Before there was any water, before there was any plants, animals, before there was man, before there was anything, the Bible says his works were finished. Right. So what does that mean? Before you could see it, it was already done. Even in our lives, we don't see it, but it's already done. Somebody got to get excited. It's already done. Amen. He goes on to say, although his works are finished from the foundation of the world, for he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again, in this passage, he said, they shall not enter my rest. If God says you're not entering the rest, you're not entering the rest. But since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, of simply not believing or refusing to believe. Because of disobedience. Again, he pointed a certain day, saying, through David, so long afterward, in the words already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. We're almost there. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. Let me say the people of God. The people. We here are the people of God. God's people. We're His. Remember when you would tell me about the finances and stuff? We're His people. He's keeping us. He is keeping us. We must allow Him to keep us. He's our keeper. He goes on to say, a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works that God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. Think about it. That's why we're here today. You know, Well, I wish everybody was here today. I know things come up. I get it. But there's something special about being here today. Because it's with the people of God. Not in the place. It's with the people. When we're isolated, when we're on our own. There's a banquet that we're not at. You know? But that's okay. Because when you're not at the banquet, what happens, Skip? You get hungry, don't you? You get hungry. You make sure you ain't going to miss another one. Because that's where it's at. He's feeding. He's collectively, he's putting together. He's choosing. He does it. Man's not in control. Man is not in control. We're about there. Focus on him. It goes on to say, verse 12. Listen to this. For the word of God, that's little w, the word, that's his, from his mouth. The word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. We have the word in us. It is living. The word is alive. Me reading, trying to explain to you, is not the word. The word is the spirit. It's alive. And it says, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Here's what the Word of God does. Pierces to the division of soul and of spirit. That is you. That's little s. Soul, your mind, will, emotions, your spirit. It divides. It allows you to clearly see. Today, when we come into worship, so you'll see in Jesus' name. You'll hear. Clearly see. And to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow. And it says, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Mm-hmm. And he makes it clear. It's no longer garbled. Mm-hmm. Right? Years ago, we were taking care of Rocky's house. There was a little gal that lived with us. She played guitar. I hope she's doing well. But Linda would work with Annie. Linda had a way with working with little mixed-up gals. Pretty good at it. But she loved the Lord, you know. It's like all of us are Annies in our own way, aren't we? But Annie would. But Linda would say, you got to, you know. She would lay out the word. You're going to make a decision. And Annie would go, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. She was confused. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, Annie, you do know. You do know. But I. The word divides. It makes it clear that you can see. Let your yes be yes, and your no be no. This is important. Your yes be yes, and your no be no. Anything else is from the evil one. Your yes be yes, and your no be no. The word divides. Then we were talking the other day, you know, about like AI and all this stuff, and it's amazing the technology. Well, just like anything, demonic spirits can get behind it. But I tell you this, and it just bubbled up in my spirit, but they cannot be in the place of truth. If you know the truth, let's skip, the truth will set you free. Fear not, come into rest, don't worry. Listen, let him divide. Believe him. Hold nothing back. You know, sometimes we have things that we just, it's hard for us to let them be exposed. And I'm not just saying you just, but we have things that we guard a closet. It's called a skeleton closet. We guard it. And that thing will encage you and ruin your life. But I promise you, if you'll just trust Him, because He is faithful, you can go to Him. If you hold back anything, it'll take you out. But if you confess it to Him, see, there's the thing about confessing to the Father, not to the Father sitting in a box, but the Heavenly Father. You confess it to Him, He will forgive you. You don't have to confess it to me, thank God. And you'll be free. You'll be free. Somebody needed to hear that. We all have something. The enemy says, oh, this is just too much. They'll never understand. No one will. No. That's shrinking back. Come to Him. Okay. It goes on to say, in verse 13, and no creature is hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Now, we're going to finish this chapter here. Come into the presence of the Lord. Since then, we have a great high priest. Somebody say, we have a great high priest.
We have a great high priest.
Who has passed through the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest. Listen to this. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Thank God. You can come to Him. But one, listen to this, but one who in every respect, there's not a situation in the world that He does not understand.
Right.
In every respect, has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Jesus was tempted with every temptation on planet Earth that the gates of hell, that the pit of hell could throw out. He's been tempted by it all, but without sin. That is why the works were finished from the foundation of the world. He's the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The Lamb deserves the praise and honor. Only He can open the scrolls. Hallelujah! He has established His body of believers. And at a given day, He will knit us in with the into the royal body. We got something to be excited about. Yeah. If we believe, if we can hear today. So it goes on to say, 16, then let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. Right now where you're at, come on in, straight on in.
Right.
With confidence. You got somebody who's inviting you in. He's the only one worthy to be where He's at. Come in. Draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, we thank You. We thank You. we enter in. I thank you. I'll just stand with all my brothers and sisters today. And we acknowledge you're good. You have kept us. You've assembled us together. You've handpicked us. You're putting us together. You're preparing us. But we may, but Lord, thank you for revealing yourself to us. Thank you for revealing your Son to us. Thank you for drawing us enough that we can see, that we enter in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that our children and our children's children, Lord, will not be snatched away, but they will grab the baton and they will go on, Lord. They will go on. They will go on. They will go on. They will go on. They will go on as we will go on. Thank you today in Jesus' name for your outpouring that is pouring in this city. We thank you that a revival is in this city. I think it is. And thank you, Jesus. Just got a minute. If anybody felt the Lord speaking in their spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, we come to you. Thank you, you're interceding. Thank you, you're opening the doors. Thank you, you're knocking on the hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for reviving us. Reviving us. Reviving us. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise.
Nerves are frazzled. It's a war and I'm trying to grapple. My thoughts full of babble. My mouth speaking prattle. Fear makes me a prisoner of war. Throws me in a cell and slams the door. Falling on my face, I hit the floor. Fred has me warm. For my faith and belief, my trust under siege, and I'm questioning. It's a war, will I trust God or me? Plan A or plan B? Just let go and believe. God, take me as your prisoner of war. Find me in glory, threats that can't be torn. Falling on my face, I hit the floor. Worship adore. My Savior, my Rescuer, mighty Defender, my Protector, my Sustainer, my Guardian, mighty Fortress, you hold me in the palm of your hand. My sustainer, my guardian, mighty fortress, you hold me in the palm of your hand. And peace like a river floods over my soul. Fear and worry drown in your presence, Lord, when I let go of what I'm trying to control. Then I can freely hold on to the one who holds my soul. Yes, peace like a river floods over my soul. palm of your hand. My Savior, my Rescuer, mighty Defender, my Protector, my Sustainer, my Guardian, mighty Fortress, you hold me in the palm of your hand. God, take me as your prisoner of war. Bind me in glory, threads that can't be torn. Falling on my face, I hit the floor. Worship, adore. And peace like a river floods over my soul. Fear and worry drown in your presence, Lord. When I let go of what I'm trying to control, then I can freely hold on to the one who holds my soul. Yes, peace like a river floods over my soul. Fear and worry drown in your presence, Lord. When I let go of what I'm trying to control, then I can freely hold on to the one who holds my soul. My Savior, my Rescuer, mighty Defender, my Protector, my Sustainer, my Guardian, mighty Fortress, you hold me in the palm of your hand. My Savior, my Rescuer, mighty Defender, my Protector, my Sustainer, my Guardian, mighty Fortress, you hold me in the palm of your hand. Upon the Savior's touch, that's trust. Total reliance upon the Savior's touch, that's trust. Total reliance upon the Savior's touch, that's trust. Total God on me, plan A or plan B, just let go and believe.
I have something today to share with you. Haven't studied it because it just came to me. I it's going to have to go with it. It's Holy Spirit. But it, to start out, it says in Ephesians 6, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, for this is the commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land." Notice that again. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord. Goes on to say, bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, and with a sincere heart, as you would Christ. Not by way of eye service, as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ. Notice it says, doing the will of God from the heart. We talk about the rest today. In the heart, it says, doing the will of God from the heart. Somebody say, doing the will of God from the heart. Rendering service with goodwill as to the Lord and not to man. Everything we do, it needs to be a mindset. This is the Lord speaking. This is what He wants in the earth. Is doing everything we do, do it as to the Lord and not to man. No matter what we got a job you hate, do it unto the Lord and not as unto the Lord and not to men. Knowing, listen, this is going somewhere. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord. Once again, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bond servant or free. I mean, you want to talk about principle, but there's like laws God has set up, right? What you sow, you will reap. What you would have others do to you, do unto them. Do unto others as you'd want them to do unto you. Whatever you want, first you got to give. That means if I want Skip to be nice to me, he's Skip's always nice to me, but I'm going to say that. Right? I need to be nice to Skip. But here's the deal. That doesn't mean Skip will be nice to me. But he is. But I'm just using an example, Skip, because you're a strong man in the Lord. Right? But here's the trap, though. Or I'll put it on Linda here. Right? I want Linda to be nice to me. I'll be nice to Linda. But that doesn't mean that she will be back nice to me. That's her choice. But take it to a fact. I will receive kindness from others. I just don't know where the source is going to come from. But I'm doing it as unto the Lord. Right? Yeah. As unto the Lord. And that beautiful thing is our whole life is. He died for us. He purchased us. Now we're to learn to spend our time, right, trying to please Him. We do it from the heart. So reading that once again, It goes on to say, "Masters, do the same to them, and stop your threatening, knowing that He who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there's no partiality with Him." And here's what I was getting today. It's going to be kind of weird, but you know, today we all have things, you know, that we've been praying for. You know, we'd like to happen on a personal. Family and intimate, and then in our country, corporate level. We want things that we, you know, desire to see change. Is that not correct? So I think the Lord has an assignment for us today. Okay? And we just got to do our part. And that's all. We're going to kind of get into that a little bit. To get into it, one of my favorite all-time old movies is Major Payne. Has anyone ever seen that? Right? Well, anyone get to it, but in the beginning of the show, Major Payne, he's a military guy, you know, and he's going around, and all he knows is fighting and war. And in the beginning of the movie, he's going around doing all kinds of crazy stuff and whooping people and this and that and whatever. And there's a fellow soldier, he's laying on the ground and he's crying out, "Oh, my leg. I think it's his leg or his knee or whatever." And he comes up, he says, "You want me to show you a little trick to take care of that pain? Take your mind off that leg of yours? Yeah, let me see your finger." He gives him his finger and he goes, and he breaks his finger. He says, "There! That'll take your mind off your leg." He goes, "Oh, now my finger. Right? So what's the principle of me telling you that stupid movie? Well, it's my favorite movie. It's a stupid movie, but it's a favorite movie. Yeah, but see, and it works all the time. To get things answered in this earth, we need to take our mind off it and put it on something else. Why? Because we've entered the rest. Right? If we're at rest, you're no longer worried about something, are we? We're at rest. You say, "Well, I'm not at rest. Things are going on around me right now." And it's, but we're striving to enter that rest. God has promised. Did you know we're part of a kingdom that is not an earthly kingdom? Jesus told Pilate. He says, you know, Pilate asked him a question, the thing? Jesus wouldn't answer. He's getting a little perturbed. He says, "Don't you know I have authority to take your life or to save it?" Jesus flat out told him, "You got nothing over me, buddy, unless it was granted to you from God above." And he says, "And besides, if my kingdom was of this earth, my disciples would be fighting over me now. Don't you know I called down a legion of, what is it, a legion of seven legions of angels or whatever, man. I can whoop this earth if I want." He says, "My kingdom is not of this earth." It's greater than it. It's beyond it. When we're in Him, and we just desire to do His will from our heart, which is where we work out of. We work out of our heart, out of the inner man, out of the spirit. Paul talks about the God whom I serve with my spirit. If you go through the epistles, at the very end of it, he talks about the God whom I, and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom I serve with my spirit. You know, in Acts 17, remember the Areopagus? It says, you know, the I've seen the description of the unknown God you talked about. Well, I'm going to tell you who He is. You know, He's not served by human hands as if He needed anything. Because He gives to all people, everybody, breath, life. He's ordained our paths, our times. I was talking with a friend. He was bringing up, he's studying Scripture, and he was talking, you know, in Ephesians it talks about to give you a topic, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Say that again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Where's our stuff at? In the heavenly places. And what do we have in the heavenly places? Everything. That's exciting. Even as He chose us in Him. Listen to this. Even as He chose us in Him. Somebody read with me. Even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. Weren't we that today? We were chosen in Him, Skip, before the foundation of the world. We were chosen in Him. In Him. In Him before the foundation of the world. He's got a plan, Rim, for you. I remember when you were a little boy, man, he was just amazing, man. You just have insight that a little boy shouldn't have, but you had it, man. That's a gift from God. Right? And there's going to be a time where it's just going to accelerate. God's going to show you things and reveal things to you and give you knowledge. And it's just going to be there. It's going to be a power and it's going to be a blessing to others. I'm just sharing you little things. The Lord will make it clear to you, but just so you can know. If you ever hear in your mind that you don't have worth or this or that or whatever, man, just stand against that. Deny that. Amen. And he goes on to say, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love. Notice this is something that He's going to bring. He will bring to pass. These are works. I don't want to spend. This isn't the message today, but He goes and says, in love. Somebody say, in love. In love. It's a big time. In love. In love. In love. When you love a person, you don't worry about their faults. You don't worry about anything because you love them, right? You love them in spite of everything. You love them. In love, He predestined us. Let me say predestined. He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He's blessed us in the beloved. In Him we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He has lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. Listen to this. Making known to us the mystery of His will. I told you about Annie? I don't know. No, we do know. Somebody say, I know. I always know. Holy Spirit's me. I know, making known to us the mystery of His will according to His purpose, which He set in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time. The fullness of time. The fullness of time. Time is not going to go on forever. It has an ending point. The fullness of it. It fills up. What is it filled up? With acts of righteousness and acts of wickedness. It's filling up. Do you understand? They're measured. Everything that is done, it has record. It's recorded. Everything is done is recorded. It was already written out, but now it is manifesting. Don't worry if you don't get it right now. He goes on to say, in Him we have obtained an inheritance. And once again it says, Again, it's saying, having been predestined. Somebody say predestined. A predetermined destiny. Predestined according to the purpose of His will, who works all things. It says, Him who works all things. He works all things. He works all things according to the counsel of His will. So that we who were the first to hope in Christ may be to the praise of His glory. In Him also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. Notice that once again it says, in Him, when you also heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him. We're talking about the rest. How do you get in the rest? You believe in Him. You believe in Him. We're sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Notice right now, we have been sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. People looking for the things of God, but He has given us Himself. It's the life. If you have life, it's the life. Promise Holy Spirit. Who is the guarantee? Who is the guarantee? The Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory. Now, He was going up there. You know what? There was somewhere else for predestined. Let me see if I can find that. Let me shift gears out of here. Now, we're ready to... I don't know why we're here, but I guess we've got to spend a little bit of time here before we go on to what the assignment is. And you were dead. Notice it says, you were dead. Somebody say we were dead. We used to be dead. We were dead in the trespasses and sins in which we once walked. Following the course of the world. That was like that thing you had to skip about the script. That was pretty good. The course of the world, the script, remember? Yeah, that was God. That was a God thing He showed you. According to the course of the world, the script of the world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. What is in the work? It tells us right here what works in the world. Satan works in the world. He works in the minds and the hearts of unbelievers. He don't care if you go to church. He don't care if you have Bible studies. He don't care about anything that, but what He dang sure don't want you having the Holy Spirit. He doesn't want you having life, because when you get life, you what? It says you in Colossians, it says you've been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into what? The kingdom of His beloved Son, the kingdom of light. It says, this is just to build our faith up. That's why we're here right now, just to build our faith up so we can do our assignment. Following the course of the world, following the prince of the power, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom you all once lived. It says all of us, in the passions of our flesh. The most unknown God is really Satan. He doesn't want to be known. He wants you to think you're God. Among whom we all lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature's children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. This is the world. This is what it is. It's the thorns and the wheat. First, the world's really full of all thorns, but the Word comes and the Word creates the wheat. That's good, Phil. But I didn't come up with it. It was the rest of mankind. But God being rich in mercy. Listen, He is rich in mercy. The whole world is against Him. It oughts with Him. I say the whole world. That means all the churches too. The churches of men. Everybody. Everything. The whole system is against Him. Is it on Him? But He says, I eat being rich in mercy. He says, I've got it. He has a plan. He already planned it out from the foundation of the world. He knows why we are the way we are. That's why He can be merciful. He knows. Jesus says, we are sick. Those who are sick need a physician. Goes on to say, but God being rich in mercy, because of His great love which He loved us, even when we, His great love which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses. We were dead in our trespasses. We're living for ourselves, we're dead in it. Your young kids, this and that, whatever. We feel like we're the most alive, but we're dead. Don't know it. You heard that thing? That person is dead. They just don't know it yet. You know, before they go into an accident or something. They just don't know it yet. Even when you were dead in your trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ. He made us alive together with Christ. We're alive. See, in the natural, you cannot feel it. Because it's not the one that's made alive. It's a mystery. But we're to reveal it. You see the light. See the light in your eyes. See that the light of Christ in your eyes. Right? Yeah. It says, by grace you have been saved. That's God working. Grace is not mercy. Grace is the working of God, the plan of God, everything. It's like, man, that's His finished works. His grace in your life. His finished work. Let it have its place. Like Skip, you had that thing like a script. God changes it and He puts in a new script. What do scripts do? They're empowered. They have authority. They just take over. They do, and they produce what they're written to do. Now, it goes on to say, by grace you've been saved and raised up with Him and seated us with Him. And He's seated us with Him in heavenly places by faith. Where's His kingdom? In heavenly places. Where's all our blessings? In heavenly places. And where are we at? In heavenly places. It goes on to say, in Christ Jesus. It says, so that in the coming ages, somebody said the coming ages, which would be now, the coming ages, He might show. Look, man, think about it. This is today. He might show the immeasurable. You can't measure it. The immeasurable riches of His grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith. And listen, it says right now, and this is not your own doing. Got to get back at rest. Not my doing. Begins to work. See, a believer at rest is one of the most busy people ever. You're at rest. It's not you, it's Him. Paul said, I worked harder than everybody by the power of God that was working in me. It's taken over. One man of God, he was an American, remember him? Is their name Prince? They were from Australia. We bought the Lexus from. What was their name? Stuart and Colleen Price. Those young men. Do you remember Stuart? Stuart would come up and he would say something I never heard anybody say. Holy Spirit possess me. Like, wow. But he was serious. But you know, Stuart Price, he would go, he was from Australia and all the Aussies and stuff. They would come and they were just interested in just doing their own thing like everybody else is, right? You know, starting CNC churches and this and that. And we're putting churches in all the country. But Stuart would come and man, he went in all the denominations and they accepted them. And all he did was talk about them to receive the Holy Spirit. I mean, he went to Baptist, this, that. They all loved him, man. And he just, his whole thing, man, was just opening him up and waking him to the fact that to receive the Holy Spirit. He's empowered. But it was selfless. It was selfless. He was commissioned, putting things together. Anyway, and this is not our own doing. It is a gift to God, not a result. Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. You see a church talking about everything they're doing? That's called boasting. Are you doing it? Or are you just testifying to what God's doing? I'm just putting out there, right? That nobody can boast. Anything goes on, oh, if it's good, it's God. And if it's bad, it's a learning lesson for us. Right? That we're involved. We're a little bit involved. Connie, I love her song. She had A and B, plan A and B. Right? Plan A is God, B is us. We want to mix them together. He don't do that. Now, rips out the heart and smashes it. He says he takes out the what he says he takes out the stony heart and he puts in a new fleshy heart, right? Fleshly heart. He goes on to say, "For we are his workmanship, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." Somebody say good works. We were created in Christ Jesus for good works. See the outside fill you see here was not created in Christ. It was created in Kathy Cloverdance. My mother. But the new man in me that only the new man in you can see was created in Christ Jesus, just like your new man was created in Christ Jesus. We live in two realms at one time. I don't want to spend a little time here. We're going to get on, but we live in two realms at one time. And it's all in faith. It has nothing to do with the natural, but it impacts the natural. That's what Jesus says. The reason that Jesus Christ was manifested in the earth was what? To destroy the works of the devil. What did he do on earth? It says his king, he says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. You ought to like this. That means we're not running. We're chasing. We're chasing. Now, predestined. Which God, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God's prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. He prepared, predestined. I was talking to a friend of mine. He was saying he studied that word predestined, and I think it was in the Greek, not the Hebrew, but in the Greek, and it was talking about predestined. It means He set the limits. To set the limits. He sets the limits and the boundaries. Predestined. In other words, you can go no farther than he'll allow you to go. So what does that mean? It's like you're not a robot. It's like, what is that, Armenian? And what is the other one? Right? It's both of them right there. There's your explanation. We're both of them. You're not a robot. You can choose, right? But you're not going beyond what you're called to do. Real quick before we go, let's just read that a second in Acts 16. And I think this is to help your faith so we can go on to our assignment. But in his infinite wisdom, He knows your ultimate outcome. He knew you from the foundation of the world. See, you got to be God to understand. You got to be God to understand Connie Morales. Connie don't understand Connie Morales, but God does. He knew her from the foundation of the world. In His Son, He knew you. Right? This day may seem like a hiccup, but I'm going to tell you what. He's excited for what you're heading into, which He already knows. Yes. Yes. I'll say this to you too. 2 years ago, He could not have brought you there because you would have put on the brakes. The timing. Isn't it wonderful? But let's see. And that's me too. All of us. Right? Skip 10 years ago. Coming here wasn't your funnest thing to do, was it? Right? No. Yeah. I hear you, brother. I hear you. We'll be fine. I'll make it faster. Now, 17, and we're spending a little time building our faith in Him. 17, now while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit, while he was waiting in Athens, his spirit, a lot of stuff's going on in Athens. He's looking around. How many know in Athens, man? You think this world's wicked now? It was the same thing back then. It was pretty rough. Right? He's seen all kinds of stuff. He could have got worked up. But he says, Paul was, while he was waiting for his company, for his brethren at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols. Right? The God whom I serve with my spirit was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and devout persons, and in the marketplaces every day, and with those who happened to be there. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also conversed with him, and some said, "What does this babbler wish to say?" And others said, "He seems to be a preacher of divine foreign divinities, because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? For you bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean." Now all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling and hearing something new. Telling and hearing something new. Have you guys noticed that they're getting you ready to believe in aliens? Oh, yes, they are. Spielberg's got an assignment. He's making a new movie. What's that movie called? Or the next one, the newest one? Anyway, they're getting ready. They're going to get you afraid. They're going to get the whole world afraid. Because listen, in the natural, things aren't what they seem. We believe in President Trump. In the natural, a rich man can't. It's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. In the natural, isn't it? Have you ever wondered why it's taken Russia so long to take Ukraine? They've been fighting for years now. That should have took a week. What you think, Glenn? If you're really serious about getting business done, you would have conquered it. Things aren't what they seem. Do you know, at a degree, behind the scenes, could it be that our world leaders work hand in hand? I'm just throwing out there a little bit. Why? Because you need to get your cogs messed with a little bit. No, they don't. We this and that. Oh, but who rules this world? The prince of the power of the air, the little god, Satan. Now, I'm not saying who owns it, who's sovereign, whose way is the only way that stands. But things, do you understand? Right? Linda made a statement to me. We're coming. She says, you know, more and more, it just seems like, it really feels like we don't belong here. This is not our home. Oh, well, we know that. We always quote it. No, she's saying it feels that way. It's more and more. It's not worried about the world sinning. That's what this world does. Is it's not our home. In other words, she's becoming more aware of where she really comes from. Are you coming more aware of where you really come from? Or do you still think, well, I was born here, the blah, blah, blah. Or are you still earthly minded? There's a shift coming in there. Yeah. God's shaking things up. If you get shaken, your worldview has to get shaken. World's spinning 1,000 miles an hour. Taught that in school. Isn't that right? Spin 1,000 miles an hour. You take a helicopter up, you can go hover for 2 hours, and I'll guarantee you, you'll land right in the same spot and it won't move. How about 1,000 miles? Just throwing things out there. Got to shake things up. How can we break free? How do we come out of Babylon if we're still bewitched by her? We're in this world, but we're what? We're not of it. Wow, I wouldn't even want to say all that stuff going on. He goes on to say, we wish to know, therefore, what these things mean. Now, all the Athenians and foreigners who lived there spent their time in nothing except telling and hearing something new. Tell me something new. Hey, so Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, men of Athens. Paul was standing here. He finds himself in the midst of the Areopagus, a heathen place. This ain't the synagogue. This ain't what he's in the midst of, a heathen place. He says, men of Athens, I perceive. Somebody say, I perceive. I perceive. This is not in his mind. This is in his spirit. I perceive. It's insight. I perceive that in every way you're very religious. These guys ain't serving any God. He says, you're very religious. They are the God. They're a God unto themselves. For as I passed along, I observed the objects of your worship, and I found also an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, little g. Therefore, what you worship is unknown, this I proclaim to you. He says, therefore, you worship is unknown. Don't even know it, and they're worshiping. They're putting value to it. Aliens. They're going to tell you, right, that they're long rest. They actually made you. They left here. Rush 21:12. I don't know anyone is Rush 20. You know the band Rush? I don't. Nobody does but me. Glenn, you remember Rush? You're a country guy. Rush 21. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, right? Right? The ancient race. They were us, but we went through a battle and they took off and we're the remnant. Not all kinds of these stuff. It says, to whom you worship, the unknown God whom you worship, because man knows that he cannot stand alone. In the heart of everybody, they know they cannot stand alone. To the unknown God. What therefore you worship is unknown, that I proclaim to you. Listen to this. Here's the explanation. The God, G, capital G, the God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man. Sink that in you. He does not live in temples made by man. He does not live in this building. This building is a building. There's residue. Yes, whatever angels can be in here, that would be the presence of God. But where does God live? He lives in us. He lives in His people. Life, Skip. Life. What is that? That's God, Skip. God. He lives in His people. When His people assemble together, in knowledge of Him, not in knowledge of men, not in knowledge of formalities or religious stuff, than Him. He does not live in temples made by man. Listen to this. Nor is He served by human hands. Somebody say human hands. God cannot be served by natural means. A natural man could do all the good works he wants, does not please God. God uses it. He's over it. We're going to find out in a minute. By no means, though. It's just a... Do you want to be a tool, or do you just to be used and thrown away? Or do you want to be a child of God? Of His own possession. Birth from Him. Nor is He served by our human hands. And he says why? As though He needed anything. Somebody said He needed anything. For years we're taught that God needs us. He needs us. He do not need you. You need Him. He needs nothing. Nothing holds together without Him. He holds the whole universe together by the power of His Word. I know your faith is growing now, isn't it? Because what did we read? We're in Him. We're the Beloved. We have the Holy Spirit. Because we have the Holy Spirit, we can enter boldly. Man, we're on the right side. We're not on the right. We're not on the left. But we're in Him. When this becomes real in you, then what happens, Skip? That script, the God script, begins to take over. The God script begins to take over. When you settle that, you're on the rock. Now, and he goes on to say, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. Everything comes from him. The worst sinners are still getting supply from God. He is the source of supply. We think we are. We send our kids to college so they can learn to hate God. And then they think they are the God. They think they are the source. They're whatever. But I'm going to tell you what. You can't go beyond your boundaries. He gives you the ability. The gifts you have come from him. Skip, I hear this right now. It's weird. It says, don't give up on being an accountant. But you're going to be a God accountant. It's not like with money. It's like you're going to bring things to account. Pray about it. But I hear, don't give up on it. But it's not like a worldly thing. It's like, you understand it's a desire. It's not gone. It's not gone. It's not lost. And he made from one man. Everybody say one man. From one man, every nation. From one man, every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. Out of one man. Notice that. All people get caught up on their, what do you call it? I'm white, you're Mexican, this, what do you call that? Race. Ethnicity. What do you call it?
Ethnicity.
Ethnicity. Like it's a separate thing. It is not. We all come from one. The fullness of God, that's how awesome God is. The fullness of his plan he placed in one man. See, when he made Adam, but look at this way. When he made Adam, he made all of mankind. In Adam was billions of people. Adam sinned, billions of people died. When he made Jesus, Jesus paid the price for that billions and billions of people that died. And now they're alive in him. There's a new race of billions of people. Let the Lord reveal you too. But it's exciting, isn't it? He made Out from one man, every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth. Listen to this. No, listen to what he says. It says, having determined their allotted periods and boundaries of their dwelling place. That's predestined. He's determined their allotted periods and boundaries of their dwelling places. But in that, you've got free autonomy. You can walk with God or you cannot. That's why we need that. There's a thing about becoming content. I thank God. You know, like some people, you know that woman? I don't know who, if that was his mom or... I tell you, I just know she came in here. We weren't singing. I don't even think we were done singing, weren't we? She came in here and whatever. But God touched her. She heard no word, but she left. He says, I'll be back. He touched her. Does anyone believe that? Oh, but we must teach her. We must instruct her. No, we ain't going to do anything, man. It's Him. He touches. The presence, His very presence is here because we are here. When we are worshiping Him, it is like an aroma. Incense. Praises to God. Touching Him. We come in and screw it up. Start directing them, this and that, and start putting all these things in them. Get them messed up in their minds. When it's always Him, He gives the breath, the life. You just got to be at the right time, at the right place, and I'll guarantee you, He'll always set you up. Now, having determined their allotted periods in time and boundaries of their dwelling place. And He says what? So that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way. And he says feel their way towards Him and find Him. Notice we feel. For most of our time, we have to, we're bound to live by our five senses. That perhaps you know what I'm saying? In the natural, we serve God in the natural. But He's bringing to the place of faith where we have eyes to see. Because it is done. That's what rest means. It's done. You don't rest unless the work's done, do you, Skip? You go in tomorrow, or do you go to work? No, you go to work Tuesday. Are you tomorrow? Go there. Just go straight there, sit in a chair. No, you can't. But by faith in your heart, that's what you're going to do. You're not going to have a care in the world. Nothing. Whatever. Just come on in. The power's there. The supply's there. The word's there. The love's there. Anything I need will be there. I'm just coming in. And then it will work. The script will click on. It says that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way towards Him and find Him. Yet He is not yet actually, He is actually not far from each one of us. In Him we live, for in Him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed His offspring. 29, being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being, notice it says God's offspring, being God's offspring. Not a creation, an offspring. The old man is a creation. Created. He made Adam. Adam was creation, not an offspring. When you're born again, Jesus says, must be born again. The new man inside here, the new man is His offspring. Being His offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The time of ignorance God overlooked. The times of ignorance God overlooked. That's called mercy. He overlooked it. Right? How many know there's a time? There's always a time. Like take Paul when he's walking and he went there and the woman with the spirit of divination came in. Remember she was crying out, behold, this is the man. What'd you say? This is the man of God or whatever, you know. And he did nothing. And she would do it. He was the whole time. He said every day she would do it. It's wearing on him. But he did nothing. Then one day he cast that devil out of her. And what happened? All hell broke loose. She couldn't do a, what do you call it? Fortune telling anymore. The people who were, she was a slave, they couldn't make money anymore because she couldn't tell fortunes. She didn't have a devil anymore. And boy, they're ready to get fall. All hell breaks loose. Aren't you glad that God orchestrates this? There's times in every situation. We got to deal with that, and we do, and we mess up. And there's other times, all right, it says, okay, now. Right? It's like a Battlestar Galactic, a big spaceship coming towards you, just flying in, just, you know, you got some guns, but you're not in charge. Ready? Aim! Not yet! Aim! Not yet! Aim! Now! Fire! At the appointed time. God wants people that appointed time is another what? Is another word of trusting Him. How do you trust Him? You go through life. Man. He goes on and says, the times of ignorance God's overlooked, but now He has commanded all peoples everywhere to repent because He's fixed a day. He's fixed a day. Somebody say, He's fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed. I remember your dad always said, never forget, Jesus is a man. He was God who became incarnated in the flesh. He has a flesh and bone body. He's forever now. Jesus, forever now a man. He's the second Adam. Jesus is a man. He wasn't a man before He came to earth. He was the Lord, the angel of the Lord. But now He's a man. By a man whom He appointed. And of this He will give assurance to all by raising Him from the dead. Now, if we can, real quick, let's shift gears. Let's go to the Second Chronicles. Let's go to the end of Second Chronicles. If we can. Like I say, I didn't study this out of order. Matter of fact, you know how I got this today? I just flipped my Bible open. Right. Just flipped her open. Now, read this real quick and be done. Remember I began by saying major pain? Want to take your mind off your problems? Put them on another problem. Put them on somebody else's problems. Whatever good you do for others, the Lord will do for you. So, you want to get God moving in your life? But we also read that He has good works already lined out for you. Because you're walking in the steps. You're learning. See, a lot of Christians, including myself, we're on the wide way. We're on this side of it, this wide path, and we're on this side of this wide path. But we're pretty sure we're not going to hell. But He says, those on the wide path, man, broad is the way, and many that end in what? In perdition, destruction. Am I telling you? I'm telling you, let's don't mess around with God, right? Learn to walk on this path. But walk in obedience by the heart, by the Spirit. We're learning. He's merciful every day. You're covered every day, Connie. Every day you get up, right? You might be ready to rip somebody up, but you're covered. He's going to get you past that. You've got to get past that. You will get past that. He knows that, but you're going to be in agreement. I'm just using an example. That's all of us. Okay, now. So, here's the thing here. A little assignment for us today. It's just for assignment for us today. Doing all that, first of all, to give you faith. To be able to stand. To be able to pray in faith. You have to have confidence. When you pray, you must have confidence. Right? If you have shaky knees for any reason, you think God ain't going to hear you. You can lie. You can say you have faith and be a liar. I got all faith. Really? Where's the results? Where's the results? You know? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Until I see the manifestation, then you've got nothing. Let's not lie. Let's be honest. But he goes on to say, now listen here, Zedekiah, in 2 Chronicles 2, 11, Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign. And there's a lot you should read in here. It's really good. I was reading today, but it'll make sense as we go on. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. Listen to this. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, his God. He did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet. Listen to this. Who spoke from the mouth of the Lord. Where the prophet speaks from the mouth of the Lord. A minister is a person that goes to the throne, gets the message, and brings it back. A minister is a person who goes to the throne, gets the message from the king, and brings it back. Hirelings are people that just spout off other people's teachings year after year after year. But they got nothing from the Lord. They got no substance. They got no script. They got no authority. They got nothing. But he goes on to say here, he did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke from the mouth of the Lord. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God. He stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to the Lord, the God of Israel. All the officers of the priests and the people likewise were exceedingly unfaithful. Notice that. When the leader's unfaithful, everything else is going to start going to hell underneath them. I'm sorry. Can I say that around here? I guess I do, but does it offend you? I'll quit doing it. If the leader's wicked, the people become wicked. He goes on to say, all the officers of the priests and all the people likewise were exceedingly unfaithful, what do they do? Following all the abominations of the nations. In other words, they were conformed to the world, following the prince of the power of the air. And they polluted the house of the Lord that he had made holy in Jerusalem. Who made the house holy? The Lord makes holy. Where does holiness come from? Not from you doing things, but from him being there. He is holy. To be holy, you want to know how you be holy? You must be in the Lord. You got to be in him. That's the only way. He alone is holy. That's why he's called you to be holy. You're in him. You are already there. It goes on to say, verse 15, the Lord, the God of their fathers, sent persistently. Listen, this is the nature of God. The Lord, their God, sent persistently to them by his messengers because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. We're in this room, and now this room is God's dwelling place. That's why I said that woman in there. I just had a sense of knowing. She came in here. Pebbles is flipping out and all this kind of stuff. But you know what? She still got touched. I seen her come in. She didn't know what to do. She was lost. This and that, whatever. And then found her son. I'm encouraged. Now, going on. The Lord, the God of their fathers, sent persistently to them by his messengers because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But it says, but they kept mocking the messengers of God, despising his words and scoffing at his prophets. See, the prophets are just saying what God said, right? In essence, they're mocking God. And it says, scoffing at his prophets, listen, until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people until there was no remedy. It says his wrath didn't come against the world. It came against his people. He's slow to anger, but he does get angry. 17. Therefore, he brought up against them, this is the Lord, therefore, he brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with the sword in the house of the sanctuary and had no compassion. Now, the king had no compassion on their young man or virgin, old man or age. He gave them all into his hand. Who gave them into his hand? God did. When you're in God's hand, nobody can get you. Well, they kill people. They didn't get you. Fear not those who can kill the body, but have no power to cast you in hell. But fear him who can kill the body and cast you. Resting in him. Well, this whole thing, this is the assignment, but we had to spend an hour or something to build up our faith to rest in him. Rest in him. Rest in him. We're good. We're in him. We're not good because of who we are, but because of who he is. We must know it, and if we know it, we believe it. It goes on to say, he gave them all into his hand, and all the vessels of the house of God, great and small. Somebody say all the vessels. Of the house of God, great and small, and the treasures of the house of the Lord. Who are the vessels now? We are the vessel. We're the vessel. Back then, they couldn't be the vessel. They had type and shadows. They had vessels. But this house, there's vessels in this house. You know what? There's Skip vessel. There's Glenn vessel. There's Connie vessel. There's Jamie vessel. There's Rob vessel. Vessels. We are the vessels now in the sanctuary to be filled. But he gave them the vessels of the house of God, great and small, and the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king and his princes, and all these he brought to Babylon. Some say Babylon. And they burned the house of God and broke down the wall of Jerusalem and burned all its palaces with fire and destroyed all its precious vessels. How many know that everything that's hay, wood, and stubble will be burned up? This is the principle of God. Everything that's hay, wood, and stubble will be burned up. What happened to them? Whatever's hay, wood, and stubble will be burned up. Whatever gold, silver, precious jewels, and all this stuff will remain. What remains? Only what's God. Goes on to say, he took into exile in Babylon those who had escaped from the sword, and they became servants to him and to his sons. Now listen to this. Until the establishment of the kingdom of Persia. Okay, Nebuchadnezzar, Chaldeans, stirred up by God. He was warned, wasn't he, Skip? Hundreds of years they were warned. They were warned, they were warned, they were warned. They would not heed. Then hammer came down. Now it says Nebuchadnezzar was doing his thing. They were serving until, it says this, until the establishment of the kingdom of Persia. Somebody say the kingdom of Persia. You know what the kingdom of Persia is? It's modern day Iran. It is. It's modern day Iran. Until the establishment of the kingdom of Persia. Let's read on, shall we? And what was that? What is this? To fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah. Until, listen, God is using the whole earth to fulfill his word, not just his people. Do not dismiss anybody anymore. Anyone you may think you're smarter than that, you never know when God is speaking. To fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah. Until, and listen to this. It says, until the land had enjoyed its Sabbaths. This is what I think. Until the land had enjoyed its Sabbaths. There was a time in the Old Testament that on so many years, what is it, 7 years or something, that you had to let the land rest. You're farming. You have to let the land rest. And you only eat what comes up volunteer. But the land rest. And here, listen, the Lord's letting them know, when he took his people who wouldn't listen to him and put them in captivity, if you're reading Daniel 12, it says, you know, when does the end come? When the power of the holy ones is broken. They had to come to a place. He put them in captivity in Babylon. You know, Revelation says, what does it say, Skip? My people come out of Babylon. Come out. But right now they're in it. But what do they see? When the people are in captivity, the land is at rest. There's no longer sin. Right? Punish it. It says the earth groans for longs and groans for the revealing of the sons of God. Do you know the earth is alive? It's at rest. A rest from wickedness. Isaiah, read Isaiah 14. It talks about it. It's talking about King Babylon, but also talking about Lucifer. Because how many know he is the spirit that works in the sons of disobedience? But he says the earth is all going to rejoice because there's no woodcutter comes up against us anymore. This or that. Who was doing evil? The people of God were doing evil. Remember, all authority in the earth works through the church. All authority in the earth works through the church. Not at their command, though. Not at their free will. But through them. Like it says there, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. According to what? The power that works in us. To him be the glory. Okay. In all the days, it says, until the land had enjoyed. Man, that went quick. Until all the land had enjoyed its Sabbath, all the days that it lay desolate, to keep Sabbath, to fill 70 years. Now it goes on to say, now in the first year of Cyrus, somebody say Cyrus. Cyrus, king of Persia. See, all right, now comes the establishment of Persia. They overtake Babylon. They overtake Nebuchadnezzar. Now comes the first year King Cyrus of Persia, that the word of the Lord, the king of Persia, he's not the king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be filled. The Lord stirred up the spirit. Somebody say, the Lord stirred up the spirit. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it into writing. Listen, this guy is not Israel. He's not Judah. He's Persia. But God stirred him up. He says, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord, remember what he says now, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me. It's been revealed to him, has given me the kingdoms of the earth. And he's charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever is among you of all his people, may the Lord his God be with him. Let him go up. Now, listen, I've got a little verse, but here's the basic thing we're going to pray is before we leave, we're going to pray for Iran. Iran is right now is taken over by a demonic regime. That is not who they are. A demonic regime has been reigning there for 40 years. I don't know what to pray. We're just going to pray for them. Remember, said what we do for others, the Lord will do for us. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. You know, this demonic regime, they believe. You know that? They're never going to get peace with them because they believe that their God, that the Messiah they're waiting for, will come in chaos. So in other words, the more trouble they cause, it will cause their Messiah to come because it's written in their Quran or whatever that he will come in chaos. There is no working with the devil. But there is a lineage here for the people of Iran. I see the people. There's a lineage. I don't know. We're just going to pray in the Holy Ghost, huh? And then we go. Let's put out here. They just put their, listen, What he did before, he'll do again. It says God stirred up in King Darius in his first year. Supplied for them. I don't have a revelation beyond that. Do you understand? But God has called all people in all the world. We read that through. You know? Stand with Israel. I tell you today, stand with God. Get out of Zionism. Stand with God. Love our enemies because we want to see them transformed, just like we were transformed. So, Father, we just thank you. Thank you today. I read today, and I thank you you give your people understanding as they need, no more, no less. Today, Lord, I know specifically the assignment is we're to pray for Iran. So we bring up to you Iran. Thank you, Father, for your mercy on them, your grace. Thank you, Lord, for raising them a leader out of the ashes, out of the dust. Thank you, Father, for revealing them. You, the Savior, that Jesus Christ be their leader. That He take His rightful place. We thank you today in Jesus' name. Rabbi, for utterance. Speak in this situation. Show us, Lord. We pray into the earth. You guys can pray out loud. If you got something in the natural, speak it out. But we're praying for them until we get a release. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.